This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Soybean Export Council has announced that soy exports certified through the U.S. Soy Sustainability Assurance Program have hit a record 2 million metric tons in the 2015 to 2016 marketing year. U.S. Soybean Export Council Chair Laura Foll, an Iowa farmer, said that the export record is an exciting milestone for the U.S. soy industry. It's important to end users to know where their soybeans are coming from and that they were raised in a healthy, sustainable manner. The protocol allows U.S. exporters to efficiently and cost-effectively communicate the sustainability of U.S. soy and provide assurance to buyers worldwide with a simple certification tool. Soy Export Sustainability, LLC, provides certificates to exporters based on an aggregate system representing nationwide soybean production. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction had a good turnout over the weekend. Mike Hamilton has a summary of what prices were like at the auction on Saturday.
To begin with, we had a lot of hay. We ended up with 1,875 small squares. Prices was kind of all over the board. We had 570 bales of straight alfalfa. We had some low-end hay down to $3, and we had some premium alfalfa brought $15.10 a bale. Most of the better hay was in the price range from $8 to a top of $13. The alfalfa grass, we had 155 bales of that, and it was just kind of common from $2.50 to $3.50. Ended up with 650 small squares of mixed grass from $2.50 to a top of $6.70. And we had 500 bales of straw, and it was from $4.10 to top of $4.50. Ended up with 340 3x3s. First crop, we had 119 bales of that, and it was from $32 to top of $48. We had 28 bales of second, real nice second crop from $78 to $80. Then we had 142 bales of just mixed grass from $20 to a top of $48. Had 28 bales of 4x4s at $38, and we had 22 2x3s at $45. Then in the round bales, we ended up with 150 bales of those. The mixed grass was from $15 to a top of $46. Most of the average hay was in the price range from $30 to $35. Then we ended up with some round bales of straw from $31 to a top of $34 a bale.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. For questions, you can contact Mike at 618-410-4293. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is celebrating its 75th annual meeting this Thursday. Resource conservationist for the district, Chris Reynolds, sat down with me to discuss the details of the event. Chris, you guys are coming up on your annual meeting later on this month, and it's kind of a big celebration this year. It's your 75th anniversary.
Yeah, thank you, Katie. And yeah, we've been kind of planning this meeting over the past year at several of our board meetings, and the 75th annual meeting will be coming up. We're going to be having it at Litchfield Community Center this year on January 21st at 6 p.m. This is our annual meeting and also election. Montgomery County has a strong history with conservation, and we were actually the sixth conservation district to be formed in the state of Illinois, so we're pretty proud of that and the foresight that some of our early farmers had in the county to want to try and protect the land that they were farming and the need for a conservation district. So we're really excited. We'll be having a dinner followed by a meeting. Be a catered dinner by Milanus Catering of Hillsboro. And then we'll also, like I said, we'll have an election of directors. We'll be electing three directors this year to the Soil and Water Conservation District Board. And then kind of the highlight of the meeting is going to be the World Bird Sanctuary is going to be our entertainment, and they are going to have the Raptor Awareness Program. So we're pretty excited about that. A lot of the birds of prey, and they're even going to have a bald eagle at the meeting. So pretty interesting. We encourage everybody to purchase tickets ahead of time. They are going to be $10 each, and you can purchase those by stopping in or calling our office at 532-3610 extension 3. and getting those tickets reserved.
And I assume this meeting is open to the public, so if there is interest, just give you guys a call.
Yeah, this meeting is open to the public, so give us a call. It's going to be a very family-friendly program with the Birds of Prey and the Raptor Awareness, so bring the family, and we encourage everybody to attend. We have a lot of good support here in Montgomery County. We have a lot of sponsors that are able to help us put this meeting on, and just encourage everybody to attend. We'll also be showcasing some of the history of the Salt and Water Conservation District here in Montgomery County. So it's been very interesting putting some of that information together for the meeting. We hope to have a kind of a running slideshow during the meal to kind of showcase some of the things that have went on over the past 75 years that we have been here in Montgomery County.
And how many years have you been serving as resource conservationist?
I will be coming up on 15 years this year, so this will be my first big meeting, I guess.
Chris Reynolds, resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District. Once again, that annual meeting is Thursday night, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Litchfield Community Center. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.